Oh hi, it's Mac again. It's still on Friday the 6th of July. And I just have to tell you something. I need to do this just now. Because it's just happened. And, it's kind of made my morning in a way and kind of upset me in a way. I had a parcel there, in this area. And, it was quite a big package, so there was no answer at the door, and I thought, okay, I'm going to have to either take it back and leave a card, or try and find a place, safe place, or a neighbour. But because it was such a big parcel, I persevered and I rang the bell again, and then I heard footsteps and the door opened, and I was looking at my dad, my father, and I'll explain that, because it was my cousin Willie, and if I explain that, I hadn't seen Willie for years and years. He used to stay in another town which was nearer us, and I haven't seen him for I don't know how many years, but he is the son of my Uncle Andra, my dad's brother, and they stayed in our hometown as well. And my dad and my Uncle Andra were like peas in a pod. They were McIntyres through and through. That's my complete name. And they were like peas in a pod, and he had a big family, my Uncle Andra, and Wally was one of only two that took on their features and looked exactly like them. And and of course, my Uncle Andra and my dad have been dead for a number of years now. You probably remember a bit about my cousin Stephen, and my cousin Stephen is off to Lourdes this morning. He has terminal cancer, and he's off to Lourdes at 4 o'clock this morning. We spoke to him, went up to his house the other day there to see him before he left. And so he's off 4 o'clock this morning. But Stephen is different featured. He took off my auntie Liz. He took off his mother's side of the family, but Wally took off. He had all the features of my dad and my Uncle Andra, and when they opened his door, I just stood there, and I just thought, Dad, I was aware of what was happening, but I just thought, I'm looking at my dad. Sorry. So anyway, moving on. I says, "Don't you recognise me?" And he says, "I know your face." And I says, "It's Stuart." I says, "Oh my God, you know." So I know I may be giving away some personal details here, but I don't give a damn today. I don't give a damn just now. And he says, "I haven't seen you for years." And I says, "You know," I says, "Wally," I says, "can't believe I'm seeing you this morning." And then we spoke about Stephen, and because Wally, obviously, they go about each other at times, he knew. I says, "We was off at 4 o'clock this morning." He says, "Fine." "Oh," he says, "that's good news." He says, "I'll be glad to see him when he comes back. Hopefully he'll have a cure of some kind." And so anyway, we blathered a wee bit, and then I says, "Look, I need to go." And he says, "Oh, that's okay, because I need to go too." He says, his wife doesn't keep that well. And the parcel was for her anyway. So he says, I says to him, "You know, Willie," I says, "it's like looking at my dad and my Uncle Andra all over again." And he laughed, and he says, just you hold on a minute. And he opened the cupboard door that in the hallway, and he pulled out, you know, I don't know if you know the old traditional checkered bonnets that the miners used to wear as dress bonnets when they weren't working. Or, you know, not just the miners, but... And he pulled it on, and he says, "That's my dad's." He says, that bonnet's over 50 year old. He says, "And I've still got it." And I thought, ah. Oh. Because my dad wore one like that as well. And there was he standing with the bonnet on, my uncle Andra's double, my dad's double. And, well, we said our pleasantries, and I came back to the car here to record this. And you know, Paul O'Mahony made a statement in a boo the other day there to Roger Overall at a term called throwing someone a curveball, and I've just been throwing a curveball. And now I won't get it out of my mind all day. So. Yes, it was good to see Willie. It was really good. Really, you know, we were all close when we were running about. Willie was a good bit older than me. But we still all... We used to go over to their house and play in the garden and play about the house and things like that. Memories come flooding back now about that kind of thing when you had nothing, and even shoes on your feet. But, yes, so... Friday the 6th of July at 10:40 a.m. Life threw me a curveball, and I'm happy in a way that I've seen him, and I'm happy with the joyous memory of my dad and my uncle Andra, who I loved as well. And but I'm kind of upset a bit. I'm kind of upset. So I'll just, yeah. Life's funny, eh? Life's funny. I'm going to go. Bye for now.